I want to see Jesus face to face in glory. I want to see him. I want to gaze upon the loving face of him whom I preach only in faith. I want to have the eyes to see him. But the gospel tells me that if I want to see the face of Jesus Christ in the glory of heaven, then I must learn to recognize the face of Jesus Christ on earth. I got to learn to recognize him here. We must learn to recognize him here. And he's told us where we will see him. He's told us where he is so that we can recognize him. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. Ill and you cared for me. In prison and you visited me. From the very voice of Jesus Christ, we learn where we can see the face of Jesus. In the words of the Lord himself, we hear where we can see him and how we can serve him. And we do not need to travel anywhere to see the face of Jesus Christ. We don't have to go anywhere. We do not need to do extraordinary things to serve the Lord of heaven and earth. For it was ordinary acts of kindness that gained the righteous entry into the kingdom. They were nothing extraordinary, but only ordinary things with love. The righteous recognized a need. They saw an opportunity in front of them. They looked upon something of earth and served the Lord of heaven. They responded to the needs of a beggar and served Christ the King. And though they did not recognize him, they saw the face of Jesus Christ. And we want to see the face of Jesus Christ. We want to be welcomed into his kingdom. We want to receive the words of the Father's blessing and sit at the table of the children of God. We want to learn to recognize the face of Jesus Christ. We want to see his face in the ultrasound and hear his voice in the cry of the baby. We want to see his face in those who are hungry and thirsty so that we can feed the good shepherd who feeds us. We want to see his face in the stranger and even in the prisoner. We want to recognize the face of Jesus Christ in the sufferings of earth so that we can see him face to face in the glory of heaven. And we will learn to recognize him in the Eucharist. Like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, we will come to recognize the Lord Jesus in the breaking of the bread. And while eyes only see bread and wine, we are gazing on the true body and blood of Jesus Christ, and we will learn to see him. In the Eucharist, we will see him, and he will open our eyes to see his face in the poor and the suffering. We will come to recognize the face of the Good Shepherd. We will come to recognize him who recognizes each of us as a beloved member of his flock. Amen.